So now I'm going to teach and demonstrate the seated poses or asanas. So after transitioning into sitting position, okay. So in sitting, we want to feel the sit bones on the floor. So you want to move your hips so that you feel both sit bones on the floor. And then you straighten both legs in front of you. Okay. You can keep your knees slightly bent so that you can sit tall. What's important is your spine is straight, and imagine your back is against the wall behind you. Okay. Only if you're flexible do you straighten the knees. But if you're in the process of straightening your knees, you're rounding the back, then just bend the knees. Okay. And then sit tall. First pose, Dandasana, or staff pose. Place your hands by your hips, with your fingers pointing forward, your palms lightly touching the floor. We lengthen the spine, gaze softly to the nose, and stay here for 5 deep breaths. And after 5 breaths, into Paschimottanasana, A, grab hold of your big toes. Inhale to pull away and lengthen the spine. Then exhale. Move forward, bring your rib cage to the thighs, then chest, and then bring your head down. Just relax your elbows and your shoulders and stay here for 5 breaths. And after 5 breaths, look forward. Inhale, pull away. Then exhale, hold the outer edge of your feet into Paschimottanasana C. Okay? Or if you can, interlock your fingers and grab your feet. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, fold, head down. Breathing. After 5 breaths, inhale, lengthen the spine, and then exhale, release your hands. Then gently cross your legs, tuck your feet under your thighs, place your hands on the floor, look forward, and slowly shift your weight forward with the hands. Straighten your arms, push the floor, step back into push-up position, then exhale. Place your knees down, point your toes, inhale, upward facing dog, and then exhale, flex your feet, downward facing dog. Again, inhale, heels up, heels towards each other, bend your knees, look forward, step, cross your legs, and sit down. So the next pose in the seated sequence is called Purvottanasana, or the reverse plank. So after the transition from Paschimottanasana, you're again seated with your legs crossed. We bend the knees, okay? So with the feet about hip-width apart, feet parallel to each other, okay? Place your hands about 1 foot from your back with your fingers pointing forward. And then roll your shoulders up and back. Try to bring your shoulder blades together and then elbows back. Slowly lift your heart until your arms are straight. Lift your chest. Okay. So if you don't have neck problems, you can always bring your head all the way back. Otherwise, you can keep your neck in a neutral position. Now, with the strong legs, press your feet down And slowly lift your hips up as high up as you can until your knees, your hips, and your shoulders are of the same level. And then slowly drop your head back. Open your chest. Stay here for 5 deep breaths. And slowly to come down. Chin to your chest, buttocks down. Okay. And for some of you who have stronger and more flexible legs, you can also try this one. So this is the full pose. Purvottanasana, legs straight with your toes pointed, hands 1 foot behind again with the fingers pointing forward. Then open your chest, elbow straight. So when you're ready, press your heels down and lift your hips as high up as you can so that your feet are flat on the floor. Open the chest and breathe 5 times. And exhale slowly. Bring the hips down. Cross your legs. Transition, hands on the floor. Lift your hips up. Step back into push-up position. Knees down, point your toes. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Then one breath, inhale. Exhale, bend your knees, look forward. Step, cross your legs. And sit down.